Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Education issues are likely to garner a fair amount of attention from state lawmakers this year, and one of the people shaping the legislature's education agenda is State Representative Earl Jakes. The House Education Committee chair is passionate about ed policy and has a long list of priorities, including some more controversial proposals revolving around how to address low-performing schools and the referendum process for school funding. The Glasgow area Democrat recently sat down with Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller to outline what he'd like to accomplish.
So what are your top education priorities?
So my number one priority is we have to teach children how to read. I'm a member of the Southern Regional Education Board. At that meeting, the last one I was there, I was sitting next to a representative from Arkansas. And Arkansas was just about like us. They were, over the years, they had been like in the 40s for academic performance. And all of a sudden, I noticed the last couple of years, they're moving up. They're in the 20s now. So I said to the representative, what do you attribute that to, that you're moving up so much in your academics? And they said they started having their higher education institutes teach the science of reading. It's the way that you teach children how to read. You know what I mean? And so they went to higher institute, they got that done, and then they went to their teachers that are already in the classroom, and they teach them science of reading, and they give them a stipend for doing that. The little special identifier goes on their license, and they get paid for that. And they said that is the biggest difference, and that's why they're moving forward.
Your first priority is reading.
Reading, absolutely. Reading's got to be number one priority.
What about the governor's reading coaches in his budget?
Yeah, he's putting some reading coaches in there, but kids need to read everywhere, you know what I mean? You know, when we have daycares, the way we have daycares, right? You know, we have really good daycares, we have some okay daycares, and then we have Aunt Susie, the lady next door, and all that teaching. So that's part of a problem because they don't know all the things they're supposed to know. First Lady has an initiative to register all children for kindergarten that maybe we should be including in there like a little survey to find out if the children can do certain things. Where are they at in those levels, right? I always tell this story. I went to my daughter. My daughter's a 20-plus year kindergarten teacher, right? So right after school started, I happened to go to her house, and on her kitchen table, she had these shoes. Not pairs of shoes, just shoes. And I said, what's this? And she said, did you notice they're all tie shoes? Oh, I said, oh, yeah, they are. And she said, that's because I have to teach children how to tie their shoes. And I have to take time away from the classroom to teach them. And she said, the sorry part of it is the kids who know how to tie their shoes, I have to give them busy work while I'm teaching these kids over here how to tie their shoes. That's just one example of how kindergarten teachers have to do things, you know what I mean? If the child comes and they're not prepared, if they don't know their ABCs, they don't know their colors, all those things that are required when you come into kindergarten, you got to know. So we have to figure out how we're going to do that. You know what I mean? That's the thing. My second priority is actually wellness centers and mental health. We got to figure out how we're going to take cover of mental health in the schools because we're not going to hire 326 mental health professionals, one for every school. We're just not. So then we have to figure out a system of how we are going to do mental health because we need it all grades. K through 12, we need all grades to be able to have access to get mental health, right? So we have to train somebody, you know, the school nurse, probably the best qualified right now, to identify mental health issues that are going. Then we can turn them over to the real mental health professional, you know what I mean? So we need to figure out how we're going to do that, you know what I mean? So that's Colonial has a really unique program right now. They're having a family wellness centers. The whole family can come. Now, you know, all that stuff is paid for by their own insurance or the Affordable Care Act, whatever they have. You know what I mean? So it doesn't cost the state anything. It's not a state cost. Number three on their course is kind of goes along with the governor's proposal, more money for ELL, low-income children with disabilities. Yeah. So we need to make sure we're funding them properly, the right resources. Number four is allowing school districts to raise operational money without a referendum. You know, we're only one of four states in the entire country that doesn't be able to have that ability. So right now, if a school district needs operational money, they have to come for a referendum, right? They're difficult to pass referendums. Very seldom do they pass on the first go. They can, but they very seldom. And it's very costly money-wise and manpower-wise to get a referendum passed, right? Well, you know, there'll be parameters, how much you can ask for over a certain amount of period of time, because they just can't raise it constantly, you know what I mean? We have to have parameters on it, but you know, if the people don't like what the school board does, they vote them out. Just like me, right here today, I could raise your income tax today, right? A legislator can raise their taxes. What's your recourse? Your recourse is vote us out next election, right? That's your recourse.
And I think the byproduct of that will be that we will get more interest in people running for school boards.
And your next priority is?
We have to figure out a way to be able to intervene in low-performing schools and how we can help them, you know, get up to where they need to be. So we have to figure out how we're going to do that. Because there's low-performing schools out there. We know they are, right? The governor's trying to work with ones in Wilmington right now. But we have them all over the state. They're not the only place, you know, when you look at it. So we got to figure out how we as a state are going to be able to do that. One of the things I'm working on personally is a voluntary school assessment. Some people call it impact fee. When a developer builds a building, builds a development, right? If they're not capacity in that school district that he's building in, he has to pay an impact fee so that they can build schools and stuff like that to take care of these children that he's bringing in, right? That's how that works. So it's called the voluntary school assessment. Each county has a different arrangement, but Newcastle County's is messed up. And so we're going to try to straighten that out a little bit. This is a fee that a developer pays, not a taxpayer pays, a developer pays. So if I'm a developer, whoever you want to say, Ryan Holmes or Anderson Holmes, I don't know all the developers, but anyway, yeah, if I'm building a development, right, say I'm going to build it in Apo School District. I'll just pick them out, right? Okay? And they don't have room for those children that I'm going to be building houses for. I have to pay an impact fee so that they can build a school for it. Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works. It's called an impact fee. Well, it's actually called voluntary school assessment by the law. Well, there's nothing voluntary about it, by the way. But it's called voluntary school assessment. So we're trying to straighten it out. We've been meeting with developer and all that stuff. We're working on it. We've had some meetings with different superintendents and all that. We're working through it. We're trying to get the stakeholders to get squared away so we can do a new law that will deal with voluntary school assessment in Newcastle County first.
Just in Newcastle County?
Just in Newcastle County first.
How much can you raise, do you think?
Well, the fees are all different fees, so you have to figure out what it is. There's different fees. That's part of the problem. The fees are kind of like.
Would that be instead of using bond bill money?
Well, you use some of the bond bill money, but you got to have some of your... It costs a lot of money to build a school, you know. What, Dover High School was 120-something million? It's a lot of money, right? They wanted to build a new Hudson Vocational School right across the street from me. The estimate was 185 million. It's a lot of money. The developer's impact fee isn't going to pay for all that. So you got to get money from different ways, right? Substitute teachers pay, admin raised in over 10 years. We got to get that done because it's ridiculous what we're doing. Last one I have, well, I have two more. But the last one really, is a data center. You know, we have a data center. It's up on DuPont Highway in Newcastle area. It's paid for by Colonial and Red Clay right now, those people. They do all their data for them. But we need to really have the whole state under that same system. So we collect all the data. You know, last year I and Senator Scola did a transparency bill. That's all part of it, is like we got to have the data all look the same so we can all figure it out, that a parent should be able to figure it out, a district can figure it out, everybody can figure it out. Legislature can figure out that data. But right now you can't, because it's all over the place. Because each school district has their own way they do it. They have their own format, they have their own software. So we need to centralize that. So I've got to figure out how to do that.
Is that going to cost the state money?
Well, right now, the people who work there, they're in the state retirement system. They have state health care, but they're not technically state employees. They're not paid by the state. They're paid by the school districts. So we got to figure out how we can make that work. We'll figure it out. We can do it.
Are all of these priorities going to be pieces of legislation?
Some will be. Some's going to take me a while to get it done.
Will all of these be done this year?
No, won't all be this year.
What do you think will get done this year?
Well, I'm going to get some of them done, but I don't know which ones. I got to talk to my colleagues, see what support I can get, talk to all the stakeholders and in different ones. I got to talk to them all, find out how we can get it done. Some of these are easier than others. I'm pretty sure voluntary school assessment is going to be done this year. I can guarantee you that one, because that one's almost done now. It's pretty well close. But some other, reading's going to be done because the governor wants it, DOE wants it, I want it. So we'll get it done. We're going to be funding ELL and low income. The governor has a proposal out there. So it'll be working. It'll be going. In what form is another question, but it'll be done some sort. Some of these others will be a little harder to do, you know what I mean? Operational money without a referendum is going to take me a little longer. That's controversial because the public will be not as positive as I was hoping they'd be. But we'll have to work on them a little bit.
Thanks to State Representative Earl Jakes and our Sarah Mueller for their time on The Green this week. And stay with us. We introduce you to two more candidates in the race for mayor of Newark. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.